Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
You say, well, you know, what's new for me to sit there and watch the recital or watch my kids sing or go to a little dance or go to a birthday party or go to all these events that they have, an athletic event. I just sit in the stands. That's a spectator presence, and it's very important. You're there for them. That's what it all is about. You want to be there. That's the genius of being a father and a mother. You're there. You're there for them. It's a spectator presence.
The truth is, quality time with your kids is more precious than gold. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young shares the rest of his message, Thou Shalt Spend Time with Your Children, and gives you a simple blueprint for making the most of the time you have with your kids. So stay tuned. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in a moment. Before we get to today's message, we want to help prepare you for life's greatest challenge and most important calling by sending you Dr. Ed Young's book, The Ten Commandments of Parenting. In words that are clear, simple, and sometimes humorous, Dr. Young draws from decades of counseling and raising his own children to show you how to lay a biblical foundation upon which your family can thrive. We'll send you The Ten Commandments of Parenting as our thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call today to request your copy when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Thou Shalt Spend Time with Your Children, Part 2.
Cal Ripken, who will be in the Hall of Fame as soon as he retires because he played in more Major League games consecutively without missing than anyone in the history of baseball. Cal Ripken was asked once where he learned the secrets of being a father. What was the best advice he'd ever heard about being a father? And he said a teammate once said to him that every one of your children is a blank tape that is constantly running, recording information. And then he looked at him and said, whose information do you want on that tape? And Cal Ripken, with those cold steel blue eyes, said, my information. And that's it. You have to be present. It has to have highest priority. And that's scheduled time all day, every day, if it's at all possible, because you want your information, I pray, recorded on that ever-running tape which represents your son and represents your daughter. But not only is there scheduled time, and that's a daily thing, but also there's spectator time. You say, well, you know, what's it do for me to sit there and watch the recital or watch my kids sing or go to a little dance or go to a birthday party or go to all these events that they have, an athletic event? I just sit in the stands. That's a spectator presence, and it's very important. You're there for them. That's what it all is about. You want to be there. That's the genius of being a father and a mother. You're there. You're there for them. It's a spectator presence. And I told this church when my boys were coming up, if they had an activity at 11 o'clock or 9 o'clock Sunday morning, I would be there and I would not be in this pulpit. Ooh, that's not very pious. It's not very pious, but that's what I was about as a daddy. Highest priority. It's sometimes just a spectator presence. Then there's those special times. I used to think the special times were the most important times. You know, you go to a theme park with your kids, or you go camp out, or you go away on a trip, or you go to a special event that they're involved in. The special times. The special times are quality times, and there's some quantity in it, but that's not really the defining thing. It's a day by day by day that we engage in. That's the most important thing. So, first of all, there has to be presence, Mom and Dad. You have to be there. That's the P of pal. The A is availability. Availability. And that's unscheduled time, isn't it? You just have to be available to them. Now, how many of you here work for somebody? You have a boss. Would you lift your hand? If you have a boss, lift your hand. I'm going to give that Honda away one Sunday. Keep your hand up. Keep your hand up. If you have a boss, lift your hand up. Well. Stand up, please, sir. This is unrehearsed, isn't it, Jeff?
Yes.
All right, Jeff, you have a boss. Let's say for illustration, what do you do?
I'm a patent attorney.
All right, a patent attorney. Let's say, for example, that you were given a special project, okay, by your boss. And he said it's very, very important. And you went into his office this past Wednesday, and you went to his secretary, and you said, you know, I need to see him. Just for a minute. I've got coming to something. I want to ask him just one simple question. I need to see him. And she said, let me see. And she goes in and comes back and says, he'll see you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, you know, is he going to be in town? Yes. He's going to be here? Oh, yes. And you said, I just want to see him. This is something I can't ask you. I never want to ask you one question. It won't take 30 seconds. If he'll just see me anytime, day or night, between just as soon as possible, next 3 or 4 or 5 days, but not next Tuesday. She said, just a minute, I'll go in and see. You go back in. He comes out and said, no, he'll see you next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Jeff, how would you feel?
Maybe the project wasn't that important, or I probably wouldn't feel very good, yeah.
You wouldn't feel very important, would you?
That's true.
Thank you. I rest my case. Good job. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly how your kids feel when they come to you and want to talk with you and you say, let's wait, I'm too busy, I have too much going on. It's like the little kid who went to his mom, wanted to ask her something. She said later and went to dad. He said, no, I'm busy, and went to her brother and sister, and they didn't want to get involved. He said, everywhere I go, I get a busy signal. I hate busy signal. I call somebody, I get mad about it. I don't know why. But that's what kids feel. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Inevitably, my boys, when they wanted to talk, it would be, guess when? Saturday night, late. I don't work but one day a week. And they want to talk Saturday night. I remember when Ed came in as a little guy, he'd been off, and he came into our room, and he began to talk and talk and talk. I said, son, look, I've got to work in the morning. I've got to preach. You go to bed, get out of here. We'll talk to you any other time, but not Saturday night. And, boy, he went out of the room, and Jobeth said to me, my pastor, Jobeth, she said to me, listen, Edwin, when they want to talk, whenever it is, I think we better listen. And I don't think Ben ever came in. He did a lot of times on Saturday night, debriefing him on a date. You want me to push this, Ben, anymore? But then they'd stay up sometime really 12, 1, 2 o'clock, and I'd be lying there saying, oh, Lord, I've got to get up. Only day I work, you know. But listen, I don't think ever again, to my knowledge, did my boys come at whatever inopportune time it was that Mom and dad was not available wherever they are. Ladies and gentlemen, mom and dad, you have to always have an open door and an open heart and an open agenda. Don't put them on a busy signal. They know if you're the highest priority in their life. Kurt Warner, who's arguably the best quarterback in the NFL, you know, MVP of the Super Bowl, a wonderful Christian man. When they won the NFL championship game, they had a tremendous celebration. St. Louis Rams won the championship game, and they wanted all the players to be there. Kurt said, "I'm sorry, guys, I can't go with you. I can't be a part of this celebration that all the city was coming to. I promised my family." He went home and had pizza with his wife and his kids. And his kids put a sign on the table that says, "Great quarterback, greater dad." And by the way, he had a blessing and prayed in Jesus' name before he ate that meal. And USA Today recorded that, and that's a miracle in and of itself. The kids know that this NFL quarterback, their number one priority. My dad, not over football, not over fame, not over television interviews. It's us. Be available. That's the A of pal. And the L is listen. Now, you don't just sit there with your eyes open. You listen. I remember, and I've told this before, Ben, I'll never forget this. Ben wanted to tell me something. He's a little bitty guy, and I was reading the paper, and I said, "Okay, son, I'm listening," and he kept telling me. And finally, he went there, and he just crashed through the paper. He said, "I want to see your eyes." You don't remember that. You see, I was listening, but I was not hearing. And a lot of parents listen, but they don't know what they're hearing. For example, if your daughter comes in and slams down her math book and says, "I hate math. I don't think this will ever do anybody any good, and I don't like my teacher, and my teacher doesn't like me." Now, you heard that, but what was she really saying? What was she saying? She was saying, "I don't understand this. I'm a little behind, and I'm too embarrassed to ask for help." But what did you hear? "I don't like it." You have to listen. For example, some of you have teenagers. Do they ever roll their eyes at you when you say something? When you're talking, do they get fidgety and they want to leave? When you come in the room, sometimes you feel they're going out of the room. You ever notice that? And even some parents who have been pals, they've been present, they've been available, and they've listened. They say, "Oh, I don't know what's going wrong with these teenagers. All of a sudden, you know, they feel estranged, and they're moving out from me." And sometimes you go and try to deal with it physically or harshly and say, "I don't understand." And we give on a lecture series. Parents, do you not know what's happening with your teenager? You know what the word adolescent means? It means half adult, half child. Why do they step back from mom and dad normally to a degree for a while in this transitional time? Why do they do that? Mom and dad represents childhood, right? See? And they're pulling back. There may be nothing involved. Don't read too much in the rolling of the eyes or the walking out of the room. They don't run and jump in your lap and hug you like they did perhaps when they were children, because they're adolescents. So we have to listen, but also we have to hear and understand what they're really saying and what their actions are saying, their body language is saying. And therefore, we have to find new ways to stay involved in their lives and to back up a step, but yet remain very, very, very close. You see it? So time is the thing. Now, let me tell you something. If you express love and you do not give time, it leads to anger. You got that? Love without time leads to anger. Oh, I love you, but there's no time. That won't work. Rules without relationship leads to rebellion. We've talked about that, haven't we? I'm also saying love without time leads to anger because they begin to see that you don't really love enough to give them any time. Solomon, the night after he dedicated the temple, God spoke to him clearly and audibly. Solomon wrote it down, and God said to Solomon, I will give you my name forever. And I will give you my eyes, and I will give you my heart. He was talking about the Ark of the Covenant. When the temple was built, the Ark represented the literal presence of God. And God was saying to the builder of the temple and to all the people who came there to worship in that temple, that I give you my name, and I'll give you my eyes, and I'll give you my heart. But you say, what happened? 70 AD, the temple was destroyed. You know, what happened to that? Now we come to Jesus Christ who died on a cross for us, and now your body and my body becomes a temple of God. And when we invite Jesus Christ into our life, he dwells within us and the Holy Spirit empowers us, and the promise continues in your life when God says to every believer, I'll give you my name, I'll give you my eyes, our Heavenly Father is watching over me, and I'll give you my heart. As God has done for us in Jesus Christ, so we must for our children. We give them our name, we give them our eyes, we give them our heart, and they become our pal because we are present, scheduled time. We are available, unscheduled time. And we listen. That's the quiet time. How do you spell love? T-I-M-E. If it doesn't happen, Mom and Dad, this is the result. A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. And he was talking before I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm going to be like you, Dad. You know, I'm going to be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you coming home, Dad? Oh, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know, we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad. Come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today. I've got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and he walked away. But his smile never dimmed, and he said, I'm going to be like him. Yeah, you know I'm going to be like him. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon and little boy blue and the man in the moon, when you coming home, Dad? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came home from college just the other day, so much a man I just had to say. Son, I'm proud of you. Can't you sit for a while? He shook his head and said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later. May I have them, please? And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon, when you coming home, Dad? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know, we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired. My son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you, son, if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle, and the kids have the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he's grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. and the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you coming home, son? I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know, we'll have a good time then. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed, let me say something clearly with the heads bowed and the eyes closed. There are a lot of parents here that need to make radical changes in your lifestyles right here. With every head bowed, every eye closed, let me say that one more time. There are parents here who need to make radical lifestyle changes. If you're going to be a pal, present, available, and listening to your kids. There are mothers and fathers, husbands and wives that need to make radical lifestyle changes if you're going to be the kind of wife, the kind of husband you need to be to model before these kids what they need to see in the love you have for your mate. Now, I'm talking about radical lifestyle changes. You may have to throw some hobby, some thing you love very much away in order to do it. I think about 99% of us need to cut off the television set and other racket. About 99% of the time would be a major step in the right direction, but I'm biased about that. Take that for what it's worth. But I'm saying there are parents that need to make radical lifestyle changes today. With every head bowed, every eye closed, I'm not going to embarrass anybody. If you're one of those parents, you don't know exactly how it's going to work, but if you're one of those parents, I want you and no one else looking around to lift your hand up high and put it down and say, yes, I need to deal with that, Pastor. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Mom's, dad's balcony, yes. Put your hand up, put it down, yes. I need to seriously make radical lifestyle changes right now. Father, I pray for these fathers and mothers. And I pray you'll give courage to all these who lifted their hands, the scores of them who did, and others who didn't and need to, bring conviction to them so they will discover the beauty and the joy and the privilege of loving their kids by giving them quality and quantity, T-I-M-E.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has encouraged you with the proven truth of God's Word. And we'd love to encourage you with a resource filled with proven truth to help you parent God's way. It's Dr. Young's book, The Ten Commandments of Parenting, and he wrote it to help you lay a biblical foundation for life's greatest challenge and most important calling so you can raise up the next generation of children to be disciples who spread the kingdom of God. You'll discover that there are no quick fixes to the tough task of parenting. God's Word has the blueprint you need to build a Christ-centered home. So call now to request the Ten Commandments of Parenting as our thanks for your gift to reach more people with the proven truth of God's Word. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Listen in tomorrow as Dr. Young shares important keys to disciplining your children God's way.
Winning Walk is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and financial support allow us to bring proven truth to listeners around the world. Connect with us at winningwalk.org. That's winningwalk.org. Give us a call at 1-800-350-350-WALK. That's 1-800-350-9255-9255. 350-350-9255.